Chof of Tammuz, Thursday the 24th of July, Rabbi Daniel Klein, Killing Spiders.
Shus Avi Moiri. Firstly, I have to thank the organisers of Torah Way. They've given me a title of rabbi. Unfortunately, I haven't made it there yet, so anything you're going to hear, although it's quite halachic, it doesn't necessarily mean you can paskin like it. I'm going to give you Myra McComas, of course, and we'll quote famous people from the past, and maybe some from the present, but from myself, as it were, you can't take it as halacha. Although I'm not sure, I normally would say you should ask your rav, but I'm not sure every time you find a spider, your rav would appreciate if you pick up the phone and ask him what you should be doing. A lot of people have asked me if the shir is practical, and is it just a gimmick, killing spiders, or is it genuinely going to talk about killing spiders? And the answer is we are genuinely going to talk about killing spiders. It's very practical. There's many different ways of killing a spider. And as you've seen, I brought a box with air holes in. And later on, we can... No, I'm joking. There's nothing inside that box, and it's absolutely fine. And anyway, the holes are too big because the spiders could fall out. So we're going to organize the shir slightly differently than usual. I want to give the conclusion first, and then work our way backwards a little bit in order to find the sources and where the makor is for the psak. And once we understand one application, we can then go on to other insects, other different types of scenarios, and maybe build up a little bit to find some of the general rules, how we have to interact with our little furry friends. By all means, if you have any questions, by all means, please feel free to ask.
Thank you.
No biology questions, just halacha questions, please. So, interesting place to start. We're going to go through a few of these inside, and some of them are more for you to take home and do with them what you wish. But in Shulchan Aruch, in Siman Kuf Samach Zayin, in Hilchos Su'udah, when it comes to eating. So the Shulchan Aruch paskens that on a table, one should always have salt. When one has a proper meal, one should always have salt on your table. Because Shulchan Doimel HaMizbeach, a person's table is like the Mizbeach, and the Mizbeach always had salt. The Korbanos were offered up with salt, and therefore a person should have salt on their table.
Salt.
Listen, I wasn't told this is such a demanding audience. Says the Mogen Avraham. Says the Mogen Avraham, and it's the top line you've got on the first side. Shulchan doimel mizbeach. A shulchan is like the mizbeach. Says the Mogen Avraham. Ulachein, therefore, also it is forbidden. Laharoig kino ala shulchan. It is forbidden to kill a kino, a louse, on a table, because a shulchan is like a mizbeach, and it would be disrespectful to the mizbeach and therefore to your table to kill an animal on the table. However, a clear inferral from the Mogen Avraham: where is it osser to kill a louse? On the table. But if I simply find another one which is not on my table, it doesn't say it's osser to kill. Says Rav Moshe, and let's cut straight therefore to the halacha, one branch of the halacha, straight away, it's your second thing. I want to read through the whole three lines, if you don't mind. Hine, bidvar harigas devorim hamo'osim. When it comes to killing things that are unclean, or don't make us feel good, mamasim esa'oichin, things that can ruin food, uzvuvim, flies, yatushim, mosquitoes, parushim, other types of insects that can harm. Shemitzarim is ha'odom, that can inflict pain on a person. Lekashum issa melahorgom, there is no issa to kill them. Okay, so number one, one is allowed to kill any insect that harms. A wasp, mosquito, lice, things that harm, you are allowed to kill. Number two, v'chein and simli ho'achborim, mice, hamafsidim ha'oichlim, who can cause you to damage to your food, you can also kill. So number two, one is allowed to kill anything that can damage our food. So for example, the common ant. You can have an ant infestation, which, as it were, will make your food unclean. No problem, you can kill them. Number three, for kol shekein, how much more so kishin imtzayin tinoikos, v'af gedolim, when you find kids or adults, sheyesh misbalim ipneim, they are afraid and frightened when they see certain insects. Lekashum issa melahorgom, there is no issa to kill them. Ki kol dover, massive statement here. Ki kol dover shu letzorech ha'odem, anything that is for man's purpose. Leke issa tzar balechayim. There is no issa of tzar balechayim. So Rav Moshe makes a klal, which is there's no issa of tzar balechayim of something of benefit to man, and he gives three examples. One example is to kill something that's harmful, mosquitoes, lice. Second example is something that can cause damage to food, or one would say can cause damage to clothes, so moths at home. Third example, simply because people are scared. If somebody is scared, then that's called a tzorech bnei odom, something that people need benefit from, and therefore one is allowed to kill. And therefore, if we come simply to our question of, can you kill a spider, if it is talking about a spider that somebody you believe walking around your home, something that somebody would see it and would get frightened, and depends of course who you're married and how you bring up your kids, then you are allowed to kill the spider, no problem. That is the conclusion. And I would like, if you don't mind, Rav Moshe didn't live very long ago. Rav Moshe hasn't. Where has Rav Moshe got his psak from that something the Tzorech and the other one is allowed to kill? No problem of Tzar Balei Chaim. Let's go back a little bit and then hopefully take it on a different stage. So I've listed for you some examples here on your sheet where we could think about personal gain. For example, medical testing, scientific experiments on animals. We can have scientific experiments on animals. Number one, to create medicines, or number two, cosmetics. Anything that, are we allowed to experiment scientifically on animals? Tzar Balei Chaim, you're doing an unknown result, what's going to happen to that animal. But not just the tzorech refuah, even the tzorech parnosa. Can we create cosmetics by experimenting on animals? What about circus, horse racing? Can we put animals, the trainers always tell us on the radio every time that of course their animals are better looked after than any others because they want them to do well and sit in the circus. But if in order to create a circus act and parnosa one has to inflict pain on the animal, would that be allowed? Are you allowed for fun to chase a cat? Right, there's always an expression to dangle a carrot in front of an animal, of a donkey, in other words to make it excited, but then as it wants to det it, you just move the carrot away, so as you tempt it, and it sounds cruel, gives you a bit of a kick, it gives you a bit of a thrill. The tzorech bnei odom. What is defined as the tzorech bnei odom? So if you look in the Ramot, and I'm unapologetic, but slightly apologetic, some of the scenarios we will give in the Rishonim may make you feel a little bit queasy, but you can choose whether to stay, it's up to you. The Ramot says in Evan Ezer Simen Hei, the general klal, says the Ramot, why it comes in Eben Ezer Siman Hey is another story. Says the Ramah, Kol Dova Hatzorech L'Refuah, third Maramokim. Anything that's necessary for refuah, to make a person better, for healing purposes, Oy L'Shar Dvorim, or for anything, Les Beim Shum Issa Tzar Balechaim, there is no Issa Tzar Balechaim, Olechein, and therefore, one of the particularly gory examples. Muta, it is permitted, Limreit Noitzois Me'avseis Chayis. The Shoichtim, when they wanted to know how, they needed to find the Mokim Hashchita, how to shecht a bird, a duck, or a turkey, or any bird with particularly a large amount of feathers, to find where the Mokim Hashchita was difficult because the feathers were covering. Therefore, what they used to do was, they used to pour boiling hot water over the bird, scalding, S-C-A-L-D, in order to remove the feathers, that they could find exactly where to shecht. Now, I suspect that hurt the bird. It was a live bird, because it couldn't kill it beforehand, obviously. Oh. And therefore, says the Ramah, since it's the Tzorech Bnei Odom, Mutza Limroi Noitzis Me'avsois, one is allowed to scald the feathers off the bird. V'leke L'meichash Mishum Tzar Balechayim. Listen, you invited me to speak. V'leke L'meichash Mishum Tzar Balechayim. There is no Issur of Tzar Balechayim. Umikom Mokim, says the Ramah, a very interesting six words, which we'll get to later. Ha'olam nimnoim dahava achzorius. The olam, people don't like to do this because it is considered cruel. So we have to differentiate. There's the Isra and Heta of Tzar Balei Chaim, where the Torah says that one is not allowed to inflict pain on animals. And just by the way, one of the Makoris that one is allowed to inflict pain on animals, it was recently the Rambam, Mamona Vukhim, says, where's the Makor you can't inflict pain on animals? And Makor says it's from Bilam. Bilam and his donkey, Bilam and his Osain. If the Osain turned round to Bilam and said, why are you hitting me three times? Vaistois, there's an issa to hit an animal. You mustn't inflict pain on an animal. That's what the Rambam says in the Makor for Tzar Balei Chaim Midiraisa. There, on the one hand, when it comes to issa beheta, can I inflict pain? Says the Rambam, mutter. If it's the Torah Pnei Odom, mutter. On the other hand, says the Ramah, there's a zachumra oilam nimnoim, people try not to do it because it's cruel. And we'll have to see exactly what the oilam nimnoim, how does that come into halacha. But clear cut, straight halacha, it's mutter.
So how do you find the mokum shchita then without boiling water?
You can find the mokum shchita, you can find it, it's just more difficult, it's more complicated, you'd have to rub your hand up and down. But when they want to do this commercially, and one after the other, the quickest way was one person would prepare the animal, as it were, by scalding the feathers, and then you give it to the sheikhet, and he could do it one after the other.
Limlach means to scald or to pluck out?
You're quite right, you're quite right. Apologies, limerit over here means to pluck out. The Rishonim say that they used to scald it with hot water as well. The Ramah gives examples of pluck, I apologize. The Rishonim say they used to scald it also with water to burn it off. 100%. The Ramah comes from a Trumas Hadeshin, originally and earlier. Just three examples that we see in the Gemara, we see in the Gemara and the Achronim, what they used to do to, as it were, for their own benefit to harm animals. The Gemara in Avodah Zarah says that one is not allowed to sell a tarnagol halovon, a white cockerel, one could not sell to a goy, because a goy in the olden times when they served Avodah Zarah, they would take a tarnagol halovon, a white cockerel, and they would offer it up to their Avodah Zarah. Therefore, the Gemara says, a Jew should never sell to a goy a tarnagol halovon, because he might use that to serve as Avodah Zarah. We mustn't do anything that he might use to serve as Avodah Zarah. Says the Mishnah, it's the third one up from the bottom now, says, Eilu Dvorim, Asurim Limkar La'akum, the following things are also to sell to a goy, and one of them is, the tarnagol halovon, a white cockerel. Rabbi Huda says, no, you can sell it. Koitea esetz ba'oi, cut off one of its digits, one of its toes, and then a moichrelei, now you can sell it. Lefisha'im makrivim chosel abayitz chobim. Once you've cut off its toe, there is no chashash that the goy will now offer it up to Avodah Zarah. If you ask me, cutting off a chicken's toe is going to be painful.
Anesthetic.
Pardon? Cutting off a chicken's toe is going to be painful. And Rabbi Huda says, has no qualms, the tzorech parnosa, one is allowed to inflict tzar balei chayim. Two more examples for you. One is the Shvas Yaakov one, probably the most practical example. He says, mutter livchoin mashke lerefuah, one is allowed to do scientific testing on animals. If you want to know if you want to test the medicine, one is allowed to experiment on animals, because that is called letzorech nei odom. Maybe something to raise. Although there's a heta of letzorech nei odom for medical testing, once the experiment's been done, it's been proven. Would there, just something interesting thought, is there a heta now in university, you're training lots of medical students, and obviously, we all know the way studies work, is they re-experiment, they process the exact same things that they did once upon a time. That's how they, as it were, practice and experiment themselves. You just practice what other people... The results are known. Such and such creates such and such. We all know if you burn a peanut, it gives off kinetic energy, but kids still do it in biology lessons in school and chemistry lessons. So can they do the same scientific experiments knowing the result? More difficult. Now there's no tzorech bnei odom for them just to experiment on rats for certain things. If it's training them, right? If it's training them how to do experiments, that they should know themselves, because they actually envisage that they're going to be one day professors who are going to experiment, then that would be mutter. If it's purely so that they, you know, we've got a 3-year course, and what do we do over a 3-year course? We have to practice and devise the same, come to the same conclusions as others just to... We see the same experiment in motion, then maybe that's more complicated. But okay, generally one would say it's okay. The third one is a Trumas Hadeshin. Trumas Hadeshin is a Rishon, constantly brought down in Shulchan Aruch. This one may cause you some flutters. Bottom on the page. I have a Tzar Balei Chaim, says the Trumas Hadeshin. Tzar Balei Chaim, gam lachtoich l'shoin ha'oif. They used to clip a bird's tongue. Kadesh yadaber, in order, you know, a parrot would speak, or a bird would speak. They used to clip a bird's tongue. It used to give them, you know, some enjoyment that the animal would speak, make noises. Va'oznayim zonov mikelev. They used to clip the ears or the tail of a dog, kedei liaposai, a poodle, right? They would make it look nice. Nirin hadvarim would appear to ein issa mishum tzar balei chayim. There's no issa here of tzar balei chayim. Imu oisa letzrochov letashmishov. If he makes it for his own benefits, tadoi nivru kol habrius. All the brias were created, like the shamish as the odom, only to serve man. So long as man has a purpose, one can do it. The Makor L'Chayra for the Heter, we've come now to many Rishonim Achronim, we'll talk about it. The Makor, the Gon says, where's the Makor that you're allowed to use an animal for your own, where you're allowed to inflict pain on an animal for our benefit? The Gon says, we all know there's a pasuk in the Torah that says, if you see a chamor, you see a donkey, roivets tachas maso, it's crouching, it's very, very excruciating pain because it's got too heavy a load on its back, then you can take it, then you have a mitzvah to take it off. Says the Gon, but if it's not excruciating pain, it's just simply plodding along with a load on its back, that's mutter. Says the Gon, well, what's the heter to put any load on a donkey's back? It's still inflicting pain on an animal, and it's for your own good. Says the Gon, it must be. From here we see that one is allowed to inflict pain on an animal, even though it's for human, just simply for human benefit. The animal's got feelings, the animal is alive. The fact that you can load up an animal shows that you can inflict pain on an animal. So the Achronim don't like the Gon. They say that the Gon shout the Chalkas Yaakov. He says, well, I'll give my example. I don't like going to work, but the fact that I go to work isn't pain. It isn't painful. It may be a pain, but it's not painful. That says the Chalkas Yaakov, the fact that a donkey carries a load on its back doesn't mean that it's painful for the donkey. That's not a raya that you can give pain to an animal. It's a raya, maybe the donkey would prefer to be sitting in his field and grazing. But it's not. It's work for the donkey, but it's not pain. Says the Chalkas Yaakov, therefore he doesn't like the makor of the Gon as to where you can find pain on inflict pain on an animal. Rather, there's a makor in the Rambam. When Odom was created, the Hashem said to Odom, V'chivshua, you can conquer the world, V'rudubit gas hayam, you can rule over the fish of the sea and the animals of the world. And the Rabban says there that Hashem gave Odom the right to use animals as he wishes.
If somebody enjoys fox hunting, because what we're saying is
allowed. Oh, we'll get to fox hunting. Fox hunting is a famous... There's a famous tshuva, and if you're trying to catch me out, thank you. There's a famous tshuva from the Yehuda on fox hunting, and we'll quote it in a minute. So basically, if we were to ask, conclude for this part, what's the heter? Is there a heter to kill a spider? The answer is yes, if it scares you, if there is a reason why you feel of benefit that you would kill a spider, the answer is totally correct. You're allowed to kill it. You can kill a wasp, you can kill a mosquito, a louse, you can kill moths, you can kill daddy long legs, anything that you think is going to scare you. You can kill ants if you think that they pose a threat to your food. No, Shabbat. There's a shayla. Not for now. Okay. Let's now change the shayla slightly. Can I kill a spider or an insect because it irritates me? Okay, now irritating means I don't like having it in my house, you know. I pay council tax in my house. My spider doesn't pay. Why should he have the right to walk along my hallway? I don't want a spider there. I'm not scared of the spider. I see a beetle on the floor. A beetle's not going to... A little ant. A fly, but it's very hard to actually kill a fly. I've never managed to do this. And but can I? Can you? I'm not scared of it. No one's going to be frightened of it. But it irritates me. It just disturbs. It doesn't really disturb me. I'm walking along, and I see as I'm walking along, I could either step here, or I could step on the beetle. I prefer to step on the beetle, but am I allowed to do that? What stage is called Tzorech Bnei Odom? We've come that if it harms me, if it damages, if I really have a parnosa from it, I can cut off the chicken's toe. But what about it's just irritating? And for this, I want to first, in order to answer this question, as to what the extent of Tzar Bali Chaim that we're allowed to do for our own benefit, I want to first make sure we don't get the wrong impression here of Tzar Bali Chaim, that as it were, it's this thing that we can just machavek, you know, whenever we want to. Tzar Bali Chaim, not really a problem. Just one example, the Gemara brings a story, Gemara Bar Metzia, I've got it for you on the second page, we're not going to go through it inside. Gemara says that Rebbe suffered tremendous yisurim in life. Tremendous physical blisters and pains that he had. The Gemara says, why did he suffer the tremendous yisurim? Says the Gemara, because one day Rebbe was walking down the street, and as he was walking down, he saw a little calf on its way to the Beis HaShechita. The calf was going to be taken by the Sheichet to be shechted. And the calf, when it saw Rebbe, this calf ambled over to Rebbe, and as it were, the Gemara says, it kind of nestled its head in Rebbe's cloak, as if to say, you know where I'm going, try and help me. And Rebbe looked at the calf and he said, Ashrecha, happy are you, little calf. Kilakach nitzarta. You're going. People, someone's going to make a bracha over the shechita. People are going to eat you. A kosher shechita. Wonderful. That's wonderful. Says the Gemara. Men hashamayim, they decreed. Rebbe has no rachmanus on animals. If Rebbe has no rachmanus on an animal in pain, he should have pain. And Rebbe was afflicted with tremendous yisurim. Says the Gemara, but eventually the pains went away. Why did the pains eventually go away? Because Rebbe did shuvah. Rebbe was at home one day, and Rebbe, while he was at home, he saw his cleaner, and his cleaner was sweeping the house, and she found a nest of weasels inside the home, and she was sweeping the weasels, chuldos, she was sweeping them out into the house, into the street, and Rebbe went to the cleaner, and he said, they're not doing anyone any harm, leave them be. Says the Gemara, Rebbe did shuvah, and therefore Rebbe was healed. Now, why exactly Rebbe was punished? The Chayyur, we've just said that Tzorech Neodom, other Rabbah, Shechita is a mitzvah. To be punished for saying that Shechita Sabal Echayim, I mean, we might as well go out to the English government and the European Commission, right? We other Rabbah hold that Shechita is the most humane form, Sefer Achina says, one of the most humane forms of killing. So Rebbe was punished, the Mefarshim explained, because his Midas Achzorius. The Ramal says, Ha'olam Nimnoam, a person has to have Rachmonus. Yes, if I have to kill you because you are doing a problem, or I have pain, or because I have gain, so I have to kill you. But Rebbe showed no Rachmonus to this little calf that came over to him, whatever this story, however little calf came over. Rebbe showed no Rachmonus. And therefore, in Hashemayim they punished him. I mean, Hashemayim, therefore, they healed him when he did good. But just to impress upon us, though, we can't just say Tzav Alechaim, you know, no, not a problem. Klein said it's okay. Every time it's, as long as there's human benefits involved, it's fine. They're a story, you can't just take it easy. So what happens in our case of irritating? To what extent is called gain? So, firstly, there's a Ramah. The Ramah says it's about the middle of the second side. If you look at it, one small little line. The Ramah says, in Aruch Chaim, Simon Shin Tav Samach, Shin Tes Zion, sorry. The Ramah says as follows, HaMashase Kelev Achachai B'Shabbos, if one encourages a dog to chase after a wild animal, or any animal after on Shabbos, Haveit Seder. You're not allowed to encourage a dog to chase an animal to try and pen it into a corner on Shabbos, because that's Seder, that's a derivative, as it were, of trying to trap, which is also on Shabbos. V'yeshoyim, says the Ramah, some say, Af b'choil, even on a weekday, osa lotzud b'klovim, it is forbidden to start getting dogs to chase other animals. Mashum Moshev Leitzim, that is considered frivolous, worthless actions. These are not things people should be wasting their time. To go and chasing animals just because you get a kick out of it, that is not something a person should be doing. He doesn't say Tzav Alechayim, he says Moshev Leitzim. Now here we're talking, there's no real gain, it's just, you know, a person gets a kick out of it. Ramosha has a tshuva. Ramosha asks, if you have a person who comes home really angry, very irate day, and he knows the way to get feel better is by taking it out on the family dog. Can he get his anger out, take the dog, and just schmeiß it, just whack it, because his anger will dissipate? It's Tzorech Neodom, says Ramosha. Is he allowed to simply whack a dog to get rid of his anger? Says Ramosha, not a chance. Ramosha says, you are allowed to inflict pain on an animal if it is considered the normal way in which humans benefit from, get a benefit from inflicting pain on an animal. The fact that you, one day, happen to want to hit a dog for your own personal gain, that there's no heter, which I'm sure you'll all be happy to hear. But he says, we only have a heter of Tzav Alechayim with regards to normal activity. So I want to, we've only got a couple minutes, with regards to killing something that's just an irritation. L'chore, there are two simple heterim. I say simple heterim, there are two heterim brought down in the Achroinim. And we have to know whether we're passing like this, which of course I can't do for you. One is, Mr. Grossness mentioned before, Noida B'Yehuda. Noida B'Yehuda discusses fox hunting, whether one is allowed to go fox hunting or is it Tzav Alechayim. Noida B'Yehuda makes a wonderful chiddush in the middle. It says Noida B'Yehuda, when you kill an animal, that's not Tzav Alechayim. It's never Tzav Alechayim to kill. Says the Noida B'Yehuda, Tzav Alechayim means to inflict pain on a living creature. When you kill it, you haven't inflicted pain, you've killed it. It doesn't feel the pain, it's dead. That's the Noida B'Yehuda. Noida B'Yehuda has rise from Gemaras and Chulin. But he says, there's no Issa Tzav Alechayim ever to kill. You can have Issa Bal Tashchis to kill. If you kill for no reason, that's Bal Tashchis. But if you're killing because it irritates you, that's not Bal Tashchis, you're killing for a reason. And killing is not tzar b'alechayim. There's no problem whatsoever in killing. The Noda B'Yehuda does say that one should avoid fox hunting, again, because it's, he says it's Maisa Esav, it's Midas Achzorius, those other, as it were, frumer, chumra things that the Ramah brought down. Issa v'heta tzar b'alechayim, no. That's one heta that one has to know the B'Yehuda. There's never an issa to kill of tzar b'alechayim. The Achronim again asked in the Noda B'Yehuda, what, you think when they went fox hunting, they put an arrow through the heart straight away? You think that it didn't? You think they didn't first inflict pain on its head, and first it hit its back, and maybe it hit its tail, or its foot, or its feet? Why haven't you suddenly give a heter for tzar b'alechayim? Because it killed. And some of there was also going to be some pain involved. Okay, akasha, but the yesod to kill an animal, the Noda B'Yehuda says no problem with tzar b'alechayim. Number two, an amazing chiddush, and I think you'll struggle to hear a chiddush as big as this. Many tearaway lectures, not mine. It's a yaivetz. The Yaivet says, second line, second comment up from the bottom of the second side. Massive, massive chiddush. If you start, let's say, 1.5 lines down into the Yaivet, so it's in Shedis, Yaivet is in Chuvus. 1.5 lines down, it's in Chedek Alves and Kofiud. V'yire, says the Yaivet, it appears. She'enoi be'emes. There is no Issa Tzal b'alechayim, ela b'alechayim deblei melochaninu. There is only Issa Tzal b'alechayim on animals that work. In Yolam Dekra, like the Torah says, Dechsiv Babahema, it says an animal, Hanoisis Masa, an animal who carries a blow, that is the sort of animal we have Tzar B'alechayim. Ve'efshe, Shafilu Kelev, V'chatul, a cat and a dog, Bechlal, there's Tzar B'alechayim and a cat and a dog, V'fishkam Hema B'nei Tarbas, they are pets which we keep at home. But, says the Jaivetz, small insects that do not perform any function for us whatsoever, there is no Issa Tzar B'alechayim on those things whatsoever. The Torah did not assert pain on animals that we have no perceptible gain from. Now, of course, in the world we live in, with scientific studies and our ecosystems, we understand that different animals and little insects provide, keep the temperature over there, and they kill this insect, which therefore doesn't allow this disease to proliferate, and all these sorts of things. But the Yaivet says, as far as he's concerned, big animals have an Issa Tzar B'alechayim. There's no Issa Tzar B'alechayim whatsoever on a small little ant. So when it comes again to killing a spider, that's an irritant.
If these creatures are to
I've got to finish because of nine.
If these creatures are to finish.
David HaMelech has the same thing. David HaMelech said that he found a use for spiders, right? There's a medrash that David HaMelech was saved because of spiders' web. They're not perceived. So when it comes to killing a spider, if it scares us, no problem. If it's simply an irritant, and it's something that you prefer to get rid of, so it's not a real benefit, you either have the Noda B'Yehuda who says that one, there's no Issa killing at all, killing is never Tzar B'alechayim, or you have the Yaivet who says that animals that one gets no clear benefit from, there's no Issa Tzar B'alechayim. We always have to bear in mind the Ramah, who says that it's cruel. One has to bear in mind that the Olam Nimnoim, which should bear in mind that people try not to do these things because it's cruel. And Ramosha Paskins, that because of cruelty, if one has to kill, one should try not to kill directly, but one should kill indirectly. Because we should not do a cruel action, and therefore one should rather set a trap. Or one should rather kill by putting ant poison down than stamping on the ant. Because when you stamp on an ant, you feel good about it and that you've got rid of something. And when you put the poison down, you haven't. There's no baltashkas except for when it's useful. Rabbi, thank you very much. It's past 9 o'clock. And that's the halacha.